Hello, good afternoon.
What do you want?
This is Brandon.
Yeah, what do you want?
This is Brandon of Opinion Research, a national survey research firm. And we're listening to voters in your area today to get their opinions and advice on issues facing us all. To begin,
okay.
You registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. And let me also ask you, in which county do you currently reside?
Cameron.
Are you or is anyone in your household employed in the news media, a market research firm, an elected official, or actively involved with political campaigns?
No.
And may I ask your gender? Is it female?
Male.
Male, okay. Thinking about past November general elections for a moment, which party's candidates have you tending to vote for most often? So, Republican, Democrat, or do you vote independent of party? Or maybe you are unsure?
Republican.
On a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning extremely interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November general elections for president in Congress.
10.
On most issues, do you consider yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative, or you're unsure?
Somewhat conservative.
And now, I would like to read you the names of several people and groups for each one. Please tell me whether you have heard of that person or group, and if so, whether you have a positive or a negative impression of them. If you do not recognize the name, just say so. It is the first name.
Okay.
Will that be a strong or just somewhat positive, maybe negative impression? So, let's start. The Republican Party.
Positive.
You said strong positive or somewhat positive?
Extremely positive.
Kamala Harris.
Extremely negative.
Okay, so that would be a strong negative. We have two options.
Yep.
Somewhat a strong negative. So
okay, strong negative.
Okay. And the other one is Morgan Lamentieu.
Strong negative.
Dan Patrick.
Positive.
Somewhat positive or strong positive?
Somewhat.
Okay.
What was that one? Somewhat positive and what else?
And the other one is strong positive.
Somewhat positive.
Okay. And we have Eden Inosoa.
No clue who it is.
Okay. So you never heard of this person.
Next
one is Donald Trump.
It's not extremely positive. Is it again strong positive?
The strong positive is the
strong positive.
The Democratic Party.
Strong negative.
And Greg Abbott.
Greg Abbott?
Yep, that is correct.
Strongly positive.
Okay. So, if the election for president of the United States was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates would you vote? Oliver Chase, which is libertarian, maybe Jill Stein, which is Green Party, Kamala Harris, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, or maybe
Donald Trump.
If the election for United States Senate was held today and you had to make a choice, for which one of the following candidates Would you vote? That would be for Colleen Allred, which is Democrat, Ted Cruz, Republican, Ted Brown, Libertarian, or other names maybe, or you
Ted
would not
Cruz.
Vote. Okay. For which one of the following candidates would you vote in the election for state senate from this part of Texas? Morgan Lamantieu, Democrat. Adam Hinojosa, Republican. Robin Vargas, Green Party. Maybe other, maybe you wouldn't vote, or you are undecided.
Hinojosa.
Do you think Morgan Lamantieu has done her job as Texas State Senator well enough to deserve re-election, or do you think it is time to give someone else a chance to do better?
It's time to give someone else a chance to do better.
Now, I would like you. I would like to read you some information from the public record, a new report about the candidates for state senate. For each item I read, please tell me if that information make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that candidate. Here is the first statement. Eden Hinojosa supports continuing to increase the homestead exemption. So homeowners' property taxes can be reduced.
And what were the options that question again?
We have much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference, or maybe you're unsure.
It would be much more likely to vote for him.
Okay. Then Adam Hinojosa trained and graduated from the Police Academy, and that is why he is a strong supporter of law enforcement and opposes defunding the police.
Mm-hmm.
So is it much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, maybe no difference for you, or you are unsure?
For the first one, more likely.
Okay, much more likely.
Yes.
Okay. Adam Hinojosa had tax liens filed against his business for failure to pay tens of thousands of dollars in taxes.
Less likely.
So we have somewhat less likely and we have much less likely.
Somewhat.
Okay. And Morgan Lamantieu opposed school choice legislation that would have allowed parents to use state funding to send their child to the school of their choice, be it a public school, a private school, or a charter school.
Much more likely.
Adam Hinojosa supports securing our border to protect our families.
Much more likely.
Abortion supporter Morgan Lamantieu is against the fundamental right to life for the unborn.
Well, she's against abortion. No, I'm sorry, she is for abortion, so that question kind of doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh, abortion supporter Morgan Lamantieu is against the fundamental right to life for the unborn.
Extremely against.
Is it much more likely? Somewhat
much more likely. Not much more unlikely to vote. I wouldn't vote for her for nothing.
So that would be, I mean, with the options we have right here, so that would be like much less likely.
It's correct. Like,
okay. To prepare high school students for the jobs of the 21st century, Adam Hinojosa will work to pass education reforms, including career tech programs, for students who don't plan to attend college.
Much more likely.
Adam Hinojosa has multiple businesses that have been sued on numerous occasions, and many of the cases were decided against Hinojosa and his companies.
More than likely.
Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat.
Adam Hinojosa will work to protect our children from the radical leftist agenda, like critical race and gender theory, and bring sanity back to our school policies.
Extremely likely. Or highly likely.
Okay, much more likely.
And
yeah. Morgan Lementia doesn't support Second Amendment gun rights and wants to place restriction on the purchase of firearms, which will take freedoms away from Texas.
Much more unlikely.
So much less likely, or somewhat less likely.
Unlikely. Like, I wouldn't support her for anything. She'd be like the worst you could get.
So much less likely is the worst.
Yes. Right? Yep. Okay. Yep.
And Morgan Lementia broke her promise to the voters and now votes on legislation to benefit her family beer business, creating a clear conflict of interest.
Much less likely to vote for.
Okay. Adam Hinojosa knows that the radical liberal values and woke policies of Washington, D.C. are not the values of South Texas, and that this year is our chance to provide our area with a new state senator who represents our values.
Much more likely.
Morgan Lementia opposed stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks.
Can you repeat that one again?
Yeah. Morgan Lementia opposed stopping local governments from mandating vaccines and requiring people to wear masks.
Much less likely.
Adam Hinojosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transitional criminal organizations and gangs in our communities.
Can you repeat that one again?
Sure. Adam Hinojosa supports our state's efforts to identify and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and gangs in our communities.
The top one was extremely likely or
much more likely.
Much more likely.
Morgan Lementia voted against bailout security and for election fraud when she opposed bills that would confirm a voter's residence in order to vote.
Okay, can you read that one again?
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less
but
likely.
But what was the comment on her?
The statement. So let me repeat it
Okay.
Morgan Lementia voted against bailout security and for election fraud when she opposed bills that would confirm a voter's residence in order to vote.
It's more, it was the most negative one.
Much less likely.
Yes.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia voted to allow local prosecutors to pick and choose which laws they enforce, and not require them to enforce all the laws on the books.
Extremely unlikely.
So or the most likely.
Right.
Morgan Lamantia is working against jobs in our area by supporting overreaching federal regulations on oil and gas production in Texas.
More unlikely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. Morgan Lamantia has opposed numerous border security measures, including funds to build a border wall, and she even opposed establishing a terrorist offender registry.
Much less likely.
Morgan Lamantia is currently campaigning against Windstorm insurance rate increases. But when she had to, the chance to do something about it, she voted against reducing insurance rates last session.
Much less likely.
Morgan Lamantia is in favor of sexually explicit performances, including drag queen shows, inform children under 18, and is endorsed by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, questioning queer advocacy group.
Much less likely.
Eden Hinosoa believes we must protect innocent life in the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies. And that's why he will provide better, more affordable health care for our mothers and children.
Sorry, can you read that one again?
Sure. Adam Hinojosa believes we must protect innocent life in the lives of pregnant women, new mothers, and their babies. And that's why he will provide better, more affordable health care for our mothers and children.
Much more likely.
Morgan Lamantia voted against ending so-called diversity programs on Texas college campuses, even though they divide students according to race and ethnicity, and teach that some races and ethnicities are superior to others.
Somewhat.
Less likely or more likely?
Less likely.
Morgan Lamantia supports boy competing in girls' sports.
The one that's less likely, the most less likely?
Much less likely.
Yeah.
Adam Hinojosa is a successful entrepreneur and job creator, and today he operates 5 businesses working hard to grow and revitalize Corpus Christi.
More, the positive one?
Much more likely.
Yeah, much more likely. Is there a lot of questions left? I apologize, but I'm kind of falling asleep. This has been a pretty long day.
Oh, I can imagine. And yeah, we're about to finish. It's 85%.
Okay.
That's like the, you know, the longest part of the... Well, the next question is, having heard more about them, for which one of the following candidates would you vote for state senate? Maybe Morgan Lamantia, Democrat, Adam Hinojosa, Republican, Robin Vargas, Green Party, maybe other, or you would not vote, or you're undecided.
Adam Hinojosa.
Okay. And now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of voters. In what year were you born?
1968.
And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent, such as Mexican, Puerto Rican, Cuban, or some other Central or Latin American background?
Hispanic.
Okay. And is your race Anglo, African, American, Asian, or some other race? Well, you said Hispanic, Engel. Right? Oh, mm-hmm. Engel? Okay, Engel.
Well, Hispanic, same thing.
Okay, so those are, you know, like separated options right here. So should mm-hmm. I select Engel or Hispanic?
Hispanic.
Okay. Do you prefer to get most of your political news and information from blogs and emails, maybe from cable news networks or from local TV news, from social media such as Facebook or X, maybe from the newspaper or from news sites on the internet or...
Social media,
okay. And which of these is your next most preferred source? From blogs and emails, from cable news networks, from local TV news, from the newspaper, from news sites on the internet, or all of them?
What was the question again?
Oh, and which of these is your next most preferred source? Like, you know, the source you rely to be on top of news, like maybe from
social
blogs.
Media.
Social media. Yeah, that would be right. All right. So the only option I got here, it's from news sites on the internet because social media was already marked down.
Okay, news sites from the internet.
Okay. And thinking about the television programming you watch most often, do you watch more Spanish language television, more English language television, or about the same, like equal, or you are unsure?
English,
okay. And which comes closest to describing how you currently receive the television programming you watch most often? Maybe streaming over the internet without commercials, maybe commercials for... Yep, but streaming, like, maybe over the internet without commercials, you know, like those kind of ads that comes up on your programming, or maybe commercial-supported streaming services such as Hulu, satellite dish, or DirecTV through an antenna, maybe local cable system.
Commercial.
Commercial-supported streaming?
I'm sorry, it's through streaming.
Okay. And do you have an Instagram account, maybe a YouTube account, or a Facebook account?
Yes.
All of them?
I got YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok.
TikTok, okay. And you don't have an Instagram account, correct?
No.
Okay. And which one of the following statements most closely describe your own position on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be illegal for any reason at any time during a woman's pregnancy. Abortions should be legal for any reason during the first 3 months of pregnancy. Abortions should be illegal only in case of rape, incest, or danger to the life of the mother, or abortions should never be legal. Or maybe
abortion should be legal only for the life of the mother, and Leo on that one.
Okay, so when the mother is in danger, or maybe in cases of rape or incest.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say thank you for answering all the questions, mostly for your precious time, and have a blessed day, okay?
All right, thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.